Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with the one and only B.B. Winans, who is the inspiration for Born for This, the B.B. Winans story at Arena Stage. B.B., thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
My pleasure, sir. Thank you for having me.
The book for this, you co-wrote it with Charles Randolph Wright, who he came to D.C. and I interviewed him back with. He came with Berry Gordy for Motown, the musical, when it was at National Theater. Great guy, really talented guy. But tell me, first of all, you know, how did this come about and what was it like working with him, you know, turning your own life story into a book here?
Well, an incredible guy, as you said, very talented. But when we met to continue this journey, which was 4 years ago when I met Charles, I had, you know, started this 6 years prior. But one of the things that was incredible was a word that he said to me, which was Pineville. And I looked at him and I said, what do you know about Pineville? You know, because if you weren't born in Charlotte or lived there, you didn't know anything about Pineville, North Carolina. And so understanding and finding out at that moment that Charles was raised there in York, South Carolina, and he knew my story almost better than I knew my story. And that, to me, played a very important role in walking with him to this point. He is incredibly talented, but yet and still had a real heart for this story.
At that moment where you sort of like, okay, I trust this guy. He gets me. He knows me better than I do.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. And I tell you, it's like I found my another brother that I had, you know, knew for a while. And so it's been a delight working and walking with Charles.
That's so great. Is this the first incarnation of this? Like, is it made just for Arena Stage? Or
We opened April 13th in Atlanta. It was a co-production between Alliance Theater in Atlanta and the Arena Stage in D.C. So this is our second. We say it like this. The piece was born in Atlanta, and now we're in kindergarten at the Arena Stage.
Kindergarten. That's a good way to, yeah, there you go. And then what would Broadway, is that graduating high school? I don't know what the difference, what the analogy.
That would definitely be a graduation. I don't know if that's high school or preschool, but we're excited about the opportunities that have been coming our way. And really, probably in the second week of this run, we'll make some decisions on where we're going from here. And it's the sky is the limit.
That's awesome. All right. Well, before we get too far down that road to our analogy of school and everything, let's back it up a second, and you know, let's say maybe some of our listeners, maybe even younger listeners, maybe they're like, I know the name B.B. Winans, 6-time Grammy winner, but maybe I'm not familiar with the story. You know, break it down as if they're unfamiliar with your life story at all. Give them a little like plot summary. You know, a little.
Well, you know, that's the exciting part for me, Jason. There's a lot of people that don't know nothing about us, and to me, that, you know, the excitement has been going to the theater, sitting in back, and realizing people are seeing their lives on stage. And that to me is what we wanted to accomplish. We wanted people to know that this is your story. You know, everyone has a purpose behind, you know, being here on planet Earth. And so, you know, to say, you know, it was hard for me to lose my brother, which is part of my journey. You know, everyone can identify with loss. So, you know, whether you know me or not, if you want to be inspired, you need to come. It's a coming-of-age story. You know, we were born and raised in Detroit, Michigan, predominantly a black situation, high school and all those things. And then we moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, to join Jim and Tammy Faye Baker, television network, and life changed culturally. Mm-hmm. Everything about it changed. And understanding that in the South, I dealt with racism. And it's sad to say we're dealing with that same situation even today. Yeah. And so, but I learned that I could overcome hatred, and that's with love. I learned a lot about not allowing racism to separate me, because there's always a choice in every situation, in every matter. So it's a coming-of-age story, and music played a very important role, and still today, it plays an important role of my life and my sister and my whole family's life.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners, you know, especially being near Baltimore here in D.C., they're familiar with, you know, I remember Hairspray tackled, you know, integrating, you know, the TV sort of more of a variety show. But this is integrating TV televangelism with the Praise the Lord, Jimmy and Tammy Faye Baker. But speak to it from that side. Like, how much do you think that your gospel music help integrate, you know, throughout the religious communities? And why are Sundays still probably the most segregated days of the week?
Oh, unbelievable. And, you know, Jim and Tammy, you know, they became our parents, to put it so, you know, simple. They became our white parents. Mm-hmm. But they took a risk in putting us on television because there is such segregation within side of the church. And so it was, you know, they received threats, you know, because of what they did. But they took a risk, and they knew it was important because, you know, there is no separation when it comes to God's love. And so, today we still face some of those same challenges. And, you know, honestly, I rode on the airplane with someone I just met, and we talked the whole way, and I asked him a simple question. I said, do you have any black friends? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to lunch or dinner, you know, with African American? And he looked at me and said, no. I said, so how can you understand the plight that is happening all around the world if you have never taken out the time to have lunch?
When is the last time you talked about race with someone of another race? And most people will say, oh, now that I think about it, like, hardly ever. It's like beating your head against the wall, you know? It's the definition of insanity. How are you going to, yeah, exactly. Well, I know, so this play, you know, your musical goes into this topic and you know, in a real history. This is like a, you know, a period thing, mm-hmm, that actually happened. But how do we sort of bridge that divide today, like we said, Sunday's still the most, you know, segregated.
We bridge it two ways, I think. We bridge it first by confession, you know, and then allowing love, you know. Sometimes, you know, eye for an eye, tooth for tooth is what we feel, you know, more so. There's a scripture that I learned in time, especially the older I got, where it made more sense, where to love those who hate you, yeah, you know. Yeah. How do you do that? You do that with God's love and God's power and strength and putting your personal feelings aside. So with love, with communication, and then taking out time to take yourself outside of your comfort zone, mm-hmm, and getting to know other people that you know, to this point have never taken out time to get to know.
It's great. In terms of the play, the musical itself, explain sort of what the music we're going to hear in this thing, because it is a musical. Is it all
it
these great gospel songs that
musical?
is it the gospel songs that we know, you know, from your Grammy-winning career, or is it new stuff?
It's new stuff. It's about 28 songs, new songs, and it's songs that transcend. One of the things about me and my sister's career is that they couldn't categorize our music. So you heard our music on the pop stations, on the R&B stations, on the gospel, on, mm-hmm, Christians, on the jazz stations, because it transcended. Mm-hmm. Wherever people were that loved music, that had a message, you found our music. So in this musical, you're going to find that type of music that is inspiring and that everyone, no matter if you know, been to church or not, you will be inspired by.
Definitely. And I think one of the really, really cool things, and I'm sure for you personally, is that your real life niece and nephew are portraying you and your sister, right?
Awesome. It's been awesome. In certain ways, it's been absolutely, you know, when you raised, you know, your nephews and your children, they only know you at a certain age, you know, they know nothing about what you've been through. So having my niece and nephew play BB and Cece has been awesome, because they found out a little bit more about us that they never knew, the sacrifices and everything we've done to open doors even for them. So it has been absolutely incredible to see them on stage and very talented, you know, individuals as well.
Yeah, this is Juan Winans, who I think he has a Grammy nom himself.
Nomination,
and
yeah,
then Deborah Joy Winans, who I think played CeCe previously in the Whitney Houston, the TV movie that Angela Bassett directed.
She did, and now she's playing on Greenleaf, you know, a lot. Huh? And that happened because Oprah Winfrey came to one of the readings and said, look, do you mind if I snatch your niece? Not at all.
Of course.
She went to school for this.
Yeah, when she says that, you're like, of course. That's awesome. Yeah, and that Greenleaf's with Keith David, it's on OWN, right? Yeah, yeah. It's great.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, they're your niece and nephew are, you know, rising talents in their own right, but it's got to be really cool for them to play their, you know, their relatives, and it's almost like full circle family history. That's just got to be
unbelievable. I mean, if you told me this was going to happen 10 years ago, I would have laughed at you, but at the same time, you know, it is, you know, I think ordained. It's something that was supposed to happen, and I'm having a ball. They're having the time of their lives. They're very close siblings, like me and my sister are, and so they're having the time of their lives.
That's awesome. Well, wrapping up, just in closing, you know, if our listeners are hearing this, you know, and they're saying, yeah, that sounds really cool, I want to head down, what's the final pitch to get them down to Arena Stage? Why should they come?
Well, if you want to have, and it's funny, one of the things that I said to myself, especially in my life the last 10 years, I want to have fun.
Yeah.
I want to do what I'm passionate for, but have a good time. I believe in having a good time. And so I would tell anyone and everyone that's listening, if you want to have a good time, and that time lasts and linger for weeks and days and for the rest of your life, come see Born for this.
Awesome. Well, your niece and nephew were born for to play you. Who knew that? So it's I love that idea that you said it was ordained. It's pretty cool. You're very blessed to be able to experience this. So enjoy the ride. I know it's sort of in its early phases, but you know, as you work your way up through preschool and kindergarten and the rest, I hope you take a moment to take it in. You know, you're really blessed.
I will. I really am, and I'll see you at graduation.
We'll be there with your diploma. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jason.
That's the legendary B.B. Winans on WTOP. Thank you.